the image of the Assumption of Mary rising up through the clouds surrounded by the choir of angels. That is a beautiful appearance of the Assumption. But I think the beauty of the Assumption is not from its appearance. It is from her relationship with God, and our relationship is with the Assumption. The dogma of faith proclaims at the end of her life, the Immaculate Mother of God, Virgin Mary, was assumed body and soul into the heavenly glory. In our case, when we die, there will be a gap between our entering God's presence and the final resurrection of our bodies that we profess in the Creed. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. With Our Lady, Mary, there was no gap. She is already in that state of glory, and which we hopefully will be at the end of time. The Assumption of Mary is an anticipation of the resurrection of the other Christians. Mary is a sign of hope for all who believe in the resurrection of the body. As the preface for today's Mass says, she was taken up to heaven as the beginning and the pattern of the church in its perfection, and a sign of hope and comfort for your people on their pilgrim way. We are the pilgrim people of God. We are on a journey guided by faith and sustained by hope. But we know we are on a journey, but it's not by ourselves. We go with Mary. And it's when people ask me, especially before my ordination, and a reporter asked me, who is the most important person in my life, talking about vocation journey, I definitely, my parents are very big part for my vocation. My friends, priests who I lived for 12 years before I entered seminary. But the most important person I really appreciate, that is my grandma. She is 90 now. But the thing I remember because she taught me how to pray when I was a kid. She loves rosaries. She prayed rosary every single day for me. And she said to me, when I was a kid, she prayed for my vocation. When I entered seminary, she prayed for me. Even now, she lives in Vietnam, but I do FaceTime with her as well. She's 90. She can see me. She can talk with me. But anytime I FaceTime, and she showed me how many rosaries in her pockets. And that not only one rosary, but four rosaries. I asked her why. She said, you know, I pray more for you. You are a priest, but you need more prayers. I pray rosary for you every single day. So that is the way I keep relationship with God. I don't know about you much about you, your culture, but since I came to the U.S. almost 7 years ago, I lost the sense of loving Mary. Why? I entered the college seminary in Dubuque, Iowa for 1 year and a half for English. So I didn't pray rosary very much. When I was in Vietnam, I prayed rosary every single day. But because I didn't see many people praying rosary, it's very rare for me to see the priest holding rosary and pray it. And then I lost the sense of loving Mary until I went to Rome, and I visited the major, the Basilica of Major. So I knelt down in front of Mary, and I don't know, but I felt so sad when I looked at her. Something she told me, you don't love me. That is, brought me back. And I don't want to blame anyone, but something, you know, I lost the sense of loving Mary. because I didn't see many people good example for me. I recall how my grandma taught me when I was a kid. I know she prays for me. So something Mary told me, you need to love me. Not for her, but for me. So I have my spiritual father. I come to see him very often as a spiritual director for me, even I'm a priest now. I do confession with him. And he told me two things I need to remember. He's a senior priest. I call him, you are very old. When I say that, it's been unexpected. She's wise, you know, got a lot of wisdom. He got a lot of mistakes. So he told me two things I should never forget is two poles for a priest. First, say mass reverently. It means you love your priests. The second thing is love closely. Mary will protect you and help you to do your ministry. Two things I try my best to fulfill. I would love you to think about that. Pray with God to Mary. God loves us and gives us a wonderful mother. I love Mary as I love you all. So I hope, you know, something, my experience with Mary today I share with you. I didn't tell my family anything about that, but, you know, something came to my mind. I told Mary, ask me to share with you. Hopefully, you pray closely as well. Not very five decades, even one Mary, your one half Mary, when you flee from the church to your home, from your home to the workplace, everywhere, when I drive, I pray closely. This is very dangerous, you know, I don't suggest that, but I get familiar with that, so it's okay for me. Mary protects me. So I would love you to think about that and pray for grocery. Not really the whole decade, but you can say only one Hail Mary and ask her to protect you, protect your family, and protect the church.